I've got my homework done. Here's my best friend. Here's my girlfriend. I've got tuna salad sandwiches for lunch. My cup runneth over.
What cup?
Oh, it was just a thing I memorized in English 1A. It means I've got it made.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Atomic Waits. Anyone? Douglas?
Cobalt, 58.94.
Right.
Radium, 226.05.
Right. Mildred?
Strontium, 22.997.
Correct. And that brings me to an important announcement. Are you ready to listen, Miss Stone? Thank you. You know, many teachers think it's high time outstanding students receive the same recognition as overgrown halfbacks. All across the country, the best schools are starting to award scholarship letters, like athletic letters. Well, last night, I persuaded our school board to grant a Bryant Park B sweater for an annual scholarship award. I hope it'll come to be regarded as an honor and worn with pride. I'm sure you all realize that we have two outstanding science scholars in this class. And our candidates for the B are Mildred Harper and Robbie Douglas.
Look, I'll see you later, huh, Rob? Oh, hey, guys.
What are you eggheads trying to do? Make it tough for us normal guys?
Same recognition as overgrown halfbacks? Oh, brother.
Well, it wasn't my fault. It could happen to anybody. Boy, I'm really doing rotten in civics.
It's a elastic sweater. It's probably a little cashmere number with a fur collar and beads.
Let's see your notebook.
Oh, come on, man.
Hey, go off for a long one, Burroughs.
Come on, man.
Hey. Son of a gun. Incomplete pass.
Bobby, what happened?
My cup just sprung a leak.
George Armstrong, Bryant Park High School science teacher, today announced a school sweater award for scholastic achievement. Hey, that's a good idea.
Yeah, great.
According to Armstrong, the race for the coveted B is between Mildred Harper, daughter of Fred and Dr. Marion Harper, and Robert Douglas, son of Stephen Douglas. Hey, that's wonderful, Rob. Hey, Bub.
Yeah?
Hey, I'm glad I've got one egghead in the family, especially in science.
Dad, do you have to use that word?
I'm sorry, Rob. Hey, Bub, look here. Rob got his name in the paper.
What kind of a jam is he in now?
Oh, the worst.
What do you mean, the worst? I'm really proud of you, Rob. You know, I knew Robbie was smart, but I didn't think he was that smart.
I could have told you. He knows 321 ways to get out of doing work around here.
Why couldn't I have stayed stupid and happy?
I'm glad you didn't, Rob.
There you go, Chip.
Bob ought to have his name in the paper for ham hocks.
You're right, Chipper. Lord, I don't know. Well, Mike, I was reading this morning that Trowbridge ran the half mile in 155 flat last week.
And Keeler's made it in 154.5. Hmm. Well, it's going to be a rough one, all right. The winner's going to have to break 154.
Dad, how am I going to show my face at school tomorrow?
Yeah, Elroy McManus got 3 A's in a row in arithmetic. He burned his pants up so he wouldn't have to go to school.
What's wrong with you fellas? You talk as if it were a disgrace to get good grades.
I'll get it. Probably says he'd bring back the book I borrowed from him.
No. What did he say?
It's a book on Cub Scouts. Chip is borrowing it back.
Dad, don't you understand the spot I'm in?
Yes. But let me tell you something. You'd be in a worse spot if you came home with bad grades.
Dad, you used the word yourself. I'm an egghead.
All right. So you're a good science student. What's wrong with that? I was a good science student.
Dad, I think I know what Robbie's going through. Mr. Armstrong put the finger on him. If he wins that award, he'll be different from the others, and that's bad. It makes him a maverick to the rest of the herd. Yeah, and the herd is kicking me out.
One, Sergeant Jim.
Oh, hi, Hank.
Hi, Mr. Douglas.
Hi, Hank. Now, look, Hank, we'll have no water skiing in my kitchen until after the dishes are done.
I'm just bringing it back to Rob.
Oh.
Well, goodbye, Mr. Douglas. It's been nice knowing you.
Well, goodbye, Hank. Are you leaving town or something?
Oh, no, sir. It's just that I don't think I'll be coming around here for a while.
What's the matter? Have we got chicken pox or something?
My father read about Robbie being up for the Scholastic letter.
Well, he was impressed, wasn't he?
Yes, sir. He sure was. No more water skiing, no more bowling, no more nothing. Not until I get my marks up.
Oh. I get the blame even from my best friend.
Well, you're still my best friend, Rob. But you know how the guys feel. Well, I'm just one of the guys.
Well, Robbie, it looks like your best friend turned out to be a 6'3" chicken.
We're all proud of you, Rob.
Thanks. Dad, I don't want any more dinner. May I be excused, please?
Certainly, Rob. Robbie, why don't you take Betty to the movies on me, huh?
Okay. Thanks, Dad. Maybe I can convince her that I'm sort of dumb once you really get to know me. Betty's father found out about the Scholastic Award. Night.
Good night, Rob.
Good night.
Night.
I still cannot believe it's a crime to get good grades.
Hank, who are you going to eat with?
Well, I kind of promised the guy.
Yeah, I guess.
I'll see you, Alan.
Hello, Robbie.
Hello.
May the better student win the award. Good luck.
You get my vote.
I gather you're having a rough time with the masses.
Yeah, they're kicking me out of the herd.
Robbie, wouldn't you rather be an egghead than a dumbhead?
No, ma'am.
Robbie, why don't you call me Mildred? I think we ought to be friends. We have so much in common.
Yeah, how about that?
Well, perhaps we should join up, go places.
Like where?
Well, the Budapest Quartet is coming to the auditorium.
What kind of stuff do they sing?
It's a string quartet. They play chamber music.
Hey, that was a pretty dumb question. You know, maybe there's some hope for me yet. When's the bash?
Saturday afternoon.
Well, I'll let you know.
Well, after the Budapest, the Ballet Russe is coming. They'll dance a Nutcracker Suite.
Oh, boy, that ought to be a real dilly.
If you'd only give your brain a chance, you'd adore the ballet.
I didn't give my brain a chance. And here I am. With all my friends.
Protected in the Prestone Zone. Jazz it up with Zatarain's.
All right, class. Give me the total number of atoms of nitrogen represented by the formula 3MH4 minus NO3. Douglas?
9 atoms.
9. You understand the question, Douglas?
Well, yes, sir.
Well, did you happen to do your assigned reading last night?
No, sir. I guess I got to horsing around too much and I didn't have enough time.
I see. Anyone else care to answer? Miss Harper?
6 nitrogen atoms.
Correct.
Sure, dear. Sit down.
Were you sure you don't have a patient coming in?
You said it was important, so it's important.
Mom, it's about Robbie Douglas.
His father is the engineer, isn't he?
Stephen Douglas. Well, you and Dad met him at the PTA.
Oh, yes, I remember. It didn't seem odd to him that your mother was a psychiatrist.
A father like Mr. Douglas, you'd think Robbie'd be proud of being a good student.
And the two good students would find a lot in common.
Mom, he's trying to lose the award just to hang on to stupid Betty Stone.
A equals Robbie, B equals you, and C equals Betty Stone. Now, our problem is A plus B minus C. Sally, will you clear my desk for the afternoon? I'm going out with my daughter.
Mom, what can we do? You won't find the answer in the library or laboratory.
I think we will. Darling, you have finally reached the stage where the best laboratory is a beauty parlor. Come on.
Hello, Robbie.
Did you want to see me?
Yes. May I come in?
Sure. Oh, was it anything in particular?
Yes. Well, shall we sit somewhere and talk?
Okay.
I stayed after class today. I told Mr. Armstrong you're trying to lose the award.
Well, now, why'd you do that? You could have won it and we would have both come out ahead.
Oh, but I don't want to win it that way.
But if I win, I lose.
All you'd lose is Betty Stone.
Well, now, isn't that the truth? Mildred, you just don't understand.
Maybe I do.
When a guy gets to be 16, he forgets about collecting stamps and making model airplanes. He wants to settle down with a neat girl that's, well, that's feminine, sort of.
I know. I've been busy forgetting about dolls and hopscotch myself.
Yeah, but you've got your mother and father. You can all sit around and talk to each other and think and stuff.
Maybe I'm starting to think about boys.
Okay.
Well, anyway, Robbie, please don't lose the award. Not this way.
Well, let's put it another way. I'm not going to try and win it.
Well, you've got to do your best.
I figured out a way to lose. I'm going to get Bub to help me with my homework.
Promise me you won't.
I'm not going to promise a thing. Is there anything else? Are you wearing perfume or shaving lotion or something?
It's perfume. It's called Wake Up, Sweet Prince.
It's kind of like cocoa butter, only without the chocolate smell.
My mother thought you'd like it.
Have you been fooling around with your hair, too?
Yes, at the beauty shop.
Boy, where'd you get a dress that's built like that?
Carson's, $14.95.
Well, you sure don't look much like an egghead.
Neither do you. Goodbye, Robbie.
Oh, wait a minute. Do you really think that I should go all out for that award?
Yes.
And show up, even if I win?
I'd be proud of you.
Wake up, sweet prince. How about that?
Well, it's too bad a thing like this could become a problem, Dr. Harper. But it'll all be over in a few days. Either Mildred or Robbie will win the award, and then the whole thing will be forgotten.
And the effort to impress the students that scholarship is a good thing will have gone for nothing.
Unfortunately. But it's nothing new to treat a good student as a freak, I guess. I remember we had a fellow named Bruce Mitchell in my class in high school. He was tall, skinny, horn-rimmed glasses, high forehead, fine student. Everybody called him Brainy Brucey.
I know, every class had one. We had shy, skinny little Marion. Me.
I hear she turned out to be a pretty fair psychiatrist.
Mr. Douglas, did you know that Robbie is purposely giving wrong answers so he'll lose the award?
Robbie is? Well, that's like throwing a game, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Now, it seems to me that three adults, a psychiatrist, her nuclear physicist husband, and an aeronautical engineer, ought to be able to outwit a class of high school students.
Okay. Problem number one, how to convince Robbie and his fellow students that education is not for the birds.
Exercise is great, Bob.
8866.
This is the day.
Big deal.
Never thought he'd have the nerve to show up. What did he win?
Well, one thing you can say for Rob, he's not chicken.
Students, I know how many of you feel about the scholarship award. But in time, you'll come to realize its importance, both to our country and to yourselves as individuals. I've learned that your parents feel very strongly about this, and they've persuaded someone you all know to make the award.
That's all we need, the boy's vice principal.
May I introduce Brigadier General Jimmy Stewart.
Holy cow, Jimmy Stewart.
That's right. Our guest is Jimmy Stewart. And he is a Brigadier General in the United States Air Force Reserve. He's just completing a tour of active duty in the Air Force and is returning to the West Coast. Students, General Stewart.
Mr. Armstrong, students, good afternoon. Some of you seem surprised to see me here. Well, as a matter of fact, I was surprised, too, when Dr. Harper told me the students were going to honor an egghead. And the reason for that is because when I was in high school, that word described a fellow who goofed up. I wish you could have been with me these past few days up in the mountains near Colorado Springs. I visited a school dedicated to developing what perhaps could be called super eggheads. You'd have enjoyed seeing 2,500 youngsters, just a couple of years older than you, competing in various athletics, football, basketball, fencing, wrestling, and each a modern egghead in his own right, because academic leadership is a mandatory requirement for admission to that school. Now, maybe by this time you've guessed that I'm talking about the United States Air Force Academy, where the program is devoted to developing leadership. Now, I don't mean only military leaders to plan air tactics. I mean leaders in science and diplomacy, astronautics, electronics, physics, the humanities, leaders in tomorrow's world. One of the most important things they learn is inscribed on a statue that stands amid the rolling hills, and it reads, "Man's flight through life is sustained by the power of his knowledge." And it's so true. You're growing up in the midst of a complex and wonderful world. A world of science. We take for granted our accomplishments in space, but this is only the beginning of the space age and the marvels of automation in our everyday lives. Progress in the future depends on knowledge, on education. Now, this group and other students across the country, around the world, are, in a sense, competitors in this quest for knowledge. And I think the winner of any competition is not just average. He's earned his victory and the right to recognition. And I'm glad the students and faculty of this high school have decided to recognize with an appropriate award a winner in academic achievement. It's an important award, and I believe in it, and I'm proud to present it. the first award for scholarship, a sweater and Bryant Park B to Robert Douglas.
Hey, you got it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for dinner, Mr. O'Casey. It was just lovely.
You're welcome, my dear. And come back again soon.
Oh, thank you. I'd love to.
And you two are off to the ballet, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yep, the ballet, right. Ruth. Oh, yeah, Ruth. They're dancing the Nutcracker.
Oh. But it was part of the deal. I promised next week to go to the jazz bash.
Yeah. I suppose it'd be okay to wear the sweater to the ballet.
You bet it would, Rob.
Well, you could wear it anywhere.
Well, should we go, Mildred?
Oh, fine, Robbie.
Okay. Well, good night.
Good night, huh?
Thank
good night,
you
Mildred.
Again. Good night.
Good night.
Well, they'll have a good time.
I don't know, Dad. Wait till Robbie finds out what a ballet is.
Well, wait till Mildred finds out what a jazz bash is.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's not Superman. It's My Favorite Martian. Stay tuned for two episodes of My Favorite Martian during this twice as nice morning on TV Land. Thank you.